Hello?
Hi, this is Laura from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. We would like to have your opinion. This is going to be quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas state legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, Republican candidates, or vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
Roughly the same number.
As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, is it time for a change in direction in political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
Divided government.
Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Gun violence, the economy, inflation and jobs, illegal immigration and the border, violent crime, cost of insurance for home and vehicles, property taxes, funding for public schools and teacher pay, abortion rights.
Insurance.
And which is the next most important problem or issue? Gun violence, the economy, inflation and jobs, illegal immigration and the border, violent crime, property taxes, funding for public schools and teacher pay, or abortion rights?
Property taxes.
I'm gonna mention some names, and I would like you to tell me whether you feel somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or very favorable towards the name I mentioned. Kamala Harris.
Somewhat favorable.
Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Ted Cruz.
Very unfavorable.
Avery Bishop.
Never heard of him.
Colin Alfred.
Never heard of him. Oh, wait, Colin, I heard of. Sorry, can you go back one or is it too late?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I've heard of Colin Alfred. I would just say neutral.
Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Angie Trendbutton.
Can you spell that?
Angie, A-N-G-I-E, Chen, C-H-E-N, Button.
Don't know.
B-U-T-T-O-N.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't know.
No worries. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate...
I thought this was about local, and you're asking me about presidential election. But go ahead, go ahead. I know you had to get through your thing so you can get paid.
Yes, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Today, it's Kamala. It's not Kamala or Mala. Kamala.
Okay.
Kamala Harris.
In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one you would vote for if you had to choose today?
Colin Allred.
And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate would you vote for if you had to choose today between Angie, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, Democrat?
Don't know. Undecided.
Okay, so next, Here is some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. Andy Chen is the incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Andy is a self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree in UT Dallas, and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. Avery Bishop, the Democrat, is a first-time candidate and SMU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local school, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit created literacy programs. Avery is the child of hardworking parents, a Filipino immigrant mom, and father who is a fifth generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public schools and the ban on abortion, expand affordable health care to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District?
Undecided still, but I'll consider both candidates.
I understand. So let me know which one you agree with the most. The liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate America, saying that it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. America is a country. America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity.
Neither.
Which one would you say you agree most?
Both pretty bad. They're both bad. Sorry.
Okay. If you were to choose one, like which one you would agree most?
I can't agree with either one. I'm sorry.
Okay. And when it comes to values and freedom, agree with those. Let me know which one you agree most. I agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having the rights or choices dictated by government politicians. I agree with those who support Texans Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
Inappropriate, you mean?
Yes, inappropriate sexual.
I don't know. I don't agree with that.
Okay. In this case, which one would you agree most with?
Yeah,
agree with those who say Texans should have freedom to make their own choices? Or Texas Republican laws?
I guess the first.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
A little bit.
From what you know, do you support or oppose to school vouchers?
Oppose.
When it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? The impact of closing schools on neighborhoods, lack of funding for the state leading to school closing, lower teacher pay, liberal teacher unions indoctrinating our kids.
Closing schools.
Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
No.
In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and health care decisions, fines any family or friend $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk, requires forced births for rape victims, including girls as young as 11.
They're all pretty bad. I guess forced births probably the worst of those choices.
Okay, very good. Thank you for letting me know. Next, a few things about...
Do you have room for, like, a side opinion? Because I have one that you don't have on your list.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say, like, encouraging people to snitch on doctors and women choosing abortions is worse than anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll go ahead and make note of that. Next, I'm going to mention some statements about each of the candidates running for state that their opponents might make. And I want you to rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against the candidate or a somewhat strong reason or a weak reason. Okay. Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda.
What were the choices again? I'm sorry.
No worries. A very strong reason to vote against that candidate. Somewhat strong reason or weak reason to vote against?
Weak out of those, I guess.
Okay. Angie Chen supports the Republican stream ban an abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk in a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion.
Very strong.
Avery Bishop is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control.
Weak.
Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex education curriculum for our school kids that only further worsened the problem of public schools sexualizing our kids from an early age.
Weak.
Representative Button voted against giving school teachers a raise.
Somewhat strong.
Okay. Angie Chen says that she is small government conservative, but she has consistently voted to mandate state government to take away local communities' freedom to make their own policies on the things like water breaks for workers, short-term rentals, or air quality.
Very strong.
Avery Bishop, in her Democratic pulse, would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegal bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities. Angie Chen supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors.
Strong. Very strong.
Okay. Despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Angie Chen has failed to fund our public schools, which led to 4 local elementary closure schools, forcing families to change schools and driving down property values.
So much strong.
Okay. Thank you for your answers. We're almost done. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Avery Bishop. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Avery Bishop is an innovative problem solver in order to help inmates who served their time succeed when released. She wrote an app that helps them clean their record to get a job and find housing and healthcare to survive in the outside world.
Neutral.
Okay. Avery Bishop represents a new generation of leadership for Texas. Her accomplishments, including paying for law school by becoming Miss Texas, shows she is energetic, hardworking, smart, and determined to use her skills to better people's lives and bring us together.
So much positive.
Okay. In the legislature, Avery Bishop's focus will be fighting for working families and improving access to affordable health care and child care, making homeowners, ownership, and property taxes more affordable, increasing the minimum wage, improving working conditions, and supporting our local public schools.
So much strong. Somewhat positive.
Okay. A product of public schools, Avery Bishop knows education is the key to getting ahead. She will fight to make the state pay its full share of school funding to keep our local neighborhood schools open.
Very strong.
Avery Bishop believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion even when their lives are in danger.
Very strong.
Avery Bishop will push for sensible gun safety laws to protect school kids from gun violence.
Very strong.
As the Republicans in power continue to make millions in campaign for cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle squeezing Texas consumers, Avery Bishop says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates.
Very strong.
Okay. In the legislature, Avery Bishop will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do.
Very strong.
Okay. Having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Andy Chen, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, Democrat?
Undecided.
What is your gender?
Male.
Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and over?
40 to 54.
Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black, Asian or Pacific Island descent, white, Caucasian?
Yes.
Which one?
Oh, I'm not going to say.
Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
All right. I am going to mention a few news or entertainment options, and you can tell me which one you use. TV channels, for example, MSNBC or CNN?
No, not really.
Facebook or Meta?
No.
TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
Yes.
Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
YouTube TV?
No.
Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
All right. I greatly appreciate your participation in our survey.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too, sir. Take care. Bye-bye. And survey two.